I will date the tape. Where are we getting the static from?
Something in the mic.
Okay. Today is June the 14th, 1998. And we're gathered for a meeting. Greetings.
And I'm here. And I come in radiance. I come with always good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
The bad.
Well, it's really hard weather in Kansas and Oklahoma. The good news is you're not there. So pray for them. It'll be a little easier to concentrate on praying for your brother and be thankful for what God has given us in these days in which to work. It would be very difficult if we were trying to pick up a village from a heap of rubble. And I know that some of you, as you go through life's destined difficulties and lessons, you kids coming for a break out of college or school, can understand the joy when you don't have to get up and go produce for a day. Well, that's not going to work with any of you anymore. We're down to final blows into a beginning time, and you're going to learn more and more about your source, more and more about your purpose, and you're either going to separate more and more from your own individual focus on self, or you will go somewhere where you can do so without hampering whatever others are trying to accomplish. And I have to use the term trying because some truly are simply trying. Others are working very diligently to try to accomplish. But anyone proclaiming to be trying is at least not pushing us backwards. Don't miss any of the writings. If you are not getting writings and you get that paper, and don't you miss a word. These are final, I'm talking final, instructions to a crew. The word's coming down all around you now. And I am very pleased that some of Little Crow's ambassadors have come to share with us. The only thing you can fritter away here are those apple things. We're not frittering away any more time. Some of you will think, well, that's a relief. I haven't breathed for days, so I'll be kind of glad to hear that everybody else has to do something. Well, you're still going to have to figure out what it is that you want to do. Most people will not be happy in this valley. It isn't going to be the kind of a thing that has been touted out there on the airwaves that, oh, there is that Phoenix group. We have heard that in the law circles until we are sick to pieces of it. There is no group here. How many of you had to pay at the door? And if Jesse was there collecting, we'll get him later. We're not a group. On the other hand, I expect that we will be, and probably do, compose the largest group on your planet. They want to call you a religion. Even the good, educated theologians want to call you a religion of some kind. Perish the thought. We're of God. We're not of man. Man makes doctrines, and you follow the rules when you go into a church. We try to live the ways of God within the laws of man, and if that makes us a religion, then I'm embarrassed. That is a spirituality. And when all of the brotherhood of man has the same spirituality as we are taught and teach, then you're not going to have trouble with wars and things like that, are you? It's over. But what happens until we get to such a point? Obviously, very large things will happen. Very detrimental things will happen. But I don't have to come forth and act as your fortune teller. You have a lot of seers out here wandering around in these days who know what's coming down. And some of them are still brave enough when pounded upon to give you some sort of a window time. I hate to see you push them into making window times, because that is sure to express in one way or another either the plans that were made that we're prepared for don't happen, just to interrupt the flow, or they do happen because the thought form is birthed, created, and manifest. Is it a nice picture ahead? Absolutely, incredibly wonderful. But that's a good way ahead. You've got to get from here over to that long way ahead. Our lawyer, Don, said, well, this has been an experience, knowing you. Well, all of you who don't even understand the magnitude of that statement, it's beginning to rub off on him and his family. And yet he doesn't. He's Jewish. He chose to be Jew. He looked around at what the Christians were doing to the Jews, and he said, I can't stomach this. I'm going to be Jewish. And he did his bar mitzvah at 38 years old. I hope he didn't postpone all things that go with that. But we didn't inquire. That's personal. You see, you're going to have to stop blaming the Jews, even the J-E-U-S's, because that infers that they are more shrewd than are you capable of projecting. And you cannot be in God's crew and think so little of yourself. It's been 10 long years. And by the time you win something, you have to understand you haven't really won anything. By the time the lawyers take their cut and all the bills are paid, you probably have to go make a loan now just to finish it off. But the opposition continues to do stupid things and incriminate themselves more and more and more. And it's up to you whether or not you love your fellow man enough, if he has gone against you, to bother to go and tell him he's in trouble now. But that's what's happening. Will you get anything else from any of the things that you have going? What is it that you want? If you want justice, no, that's too late. No matter what you get, it will not be justice. Will you get something? Well, with the price of gold, poor Dave Overton is probably wandering around on his one-wheel bike, you know, trying to decide what in the world favor did I do for them. What becomes more important about Dave Overton than that pot of gold that has just brought down Nevada and Texas? Oh, my. I mean, this, it has caused the team in opposition to us to do every crazy, idiotic, nonsensical thing they can conjure to do, including sue their own people and the boxes of gold. They're suing poor John Swoffer, who's been dead how many years? You see, they're stalling for time. And they're doing all of this in the name of George Green. How is that going to look to that bankruptcy judge who's ready to hang him anyway? Will you go away? No. No. Nobody's going to go away. Not from this group in this room. Can I help you more than I have in precipitating funding? No, I want to see what you'll do and who you're going to go and work with and who's going to come back after being incarcerated in Europe yet and want to know what we've done that they can possibly hitch a wagon onto. Well, anybody who cuts out on us proclaiming they know all about how to do everything and then go and within 3 weeks get themselves incarcerated in London, I'm not too comfortable with them. What will they do for the rest of us? You cannot go out there and know half-assed things. And if you think you're not making much progress, you better look very, very carefully at with whom you're dealing, and if you're trying to deal with a bank that's in the banking system, please leave us out of it. Don't you understand the bankers are the ones who set the rules? We have one prayer of being able to survive past year 2000 when the banks are able to close down their systems and bring you a non-monetary type of exchange. Chaos will reign upon the world. Who cares? Because I expect before year 2000 to have operational some sovereign banks and some sovereign nations called Native American. And our only intent is to back it with hard metal called gold. Maybe a little silver and platinum. But that means we have to deal with people who can get it, don't we? That's going to be very hard to establish in the United States of America. But in all these 10 years, others who had to form groups, and I'm not saying you shouldn't form groups if that's what you want to do, but we listened to Ron Carlson talking about his circumstances, and tomorrow he has a major hearing on this. Everybody pray for that man, because he is now an integral part of getting us some funding. We spent our week not in court, in hard work and making connections. And if he ends up having to be in prison for some blame IRS indiscretion, I'm going to be disappointed in all of you who didn't send enough energy to knock that jerk off the bench. And if you need to focus a little better, it's in Honolulu. And I know it's paradise. Just forget about that. I know that ones even very, very close think it can't be done. And certainly if it can be done, it shan't be done. Well, everybody is welcome to their own opinion. Gene stood right in this room and said it will not be done. I tell you that it will be done. You take your choice. I don't think he's very happy these days. We have so much to cover, I don't know how to work it all in. There are some tapes that some of you have made by listening to Art Bell at night. Whether we want to take the time to go over the two that we have, one from Scallion and one from Dom. He is, it's pronounced so many different ways that we'll go with Mr. D. He is a remote viewer. And we've not listened to that, but Ray has been good enough. I assume it's Ray that keeps sending the tapes. You're going to have some Hopi brothers on that show. You better really listen to them. And I have bad, bad news for the Native Americans. You know, after all these generations of time, it sounds really wonderful to say, oh, well, the Indians, you know, always straight arrow. No, they're not. They certainly are not. They have become like all other human beings, acting in whatever way seems correct for each individual. But they're still the teachers, they're still the elders, they're still the older people, and then the young who have not been so indoctrinated that will understand the need for a coalition of a brotherhood reaching across all the disagreements amongst all of the tribes to try and move forward. And there is a little band of Indians down around San Diego who have this last week been paid some tribute that instead of opening a casino on their little bitty piece of land, they opened a mall, a little picturesque outlet mall, you know, for good Indian Levi's and good Indian other things, Nikes. But they've got the idea. And anywhere that you have a casino, you can use part of that casino for a bank. So we encourage all the Indian development possible during this period of time until we can come and help you. That is the message to carry back. We'd like to have something very, very close into here so that I don't have to move my nucleus team. I've got to keep them here because of that crystal. But you're due for some major, major earth changes. And don't come running to me asking me, well, where is it safe? I'm not interested in your safety. I'm sorry. If you want to ask someone about your location, go to Mr. Scallion or somebody else. I am not, hear me, interested in your location or your safety. So the next question is, but don't you want us to take care of ourselves? I don't care. It would be nice if you would, but no, and I don't want you to term me as indifferent because I don't care. It's your life, your journey. The truth is coming out. You can hear people like Edgar Casey all over it. You can hear Nostradamus all the way through it. You can hear your prophecies of the Revelation all the way through it. Does that mean it's of God? No. It means that mankind is marching directly toward what he has been taught to do. All of the weather changes. Well, not all of them. Man's not good enough yet to do all of it. But what he isn't able to do, once set into motion, beyond the inertia You have chain reaction of every sort, from atomic breakdown, fission, fusion. All sorts of atomic things are going on at levels you can't even imagine. And you've done it. You've done it. What is El Nino? You did it. Why do you ask now, what is El Nino? How do we stop El Nino? You don't stop El Nino. It's going to come around more and more rapidly as you get a wash across an ocean and back again. Where El Nino came from this time is where you and the French did their testing off Australia. And I'm sure that Commander Soltek will have plenty to say about these things. I would like for EJ just to read our message and go through a few of these things, and let's get some balance. It's time for us to talk about these things. You're going to have to listen to what is coming forth out there. Art Bell has a large listening audience, and it grows every year. And he's very, very careful how he plays the political angles. Well, we're not interested in playing political angles. Ones will say to me, well, why don't we go on the air? Why the hell would I want to go on the air? I don't want any attention. I would say to you, you better go listen to somebody else on the air and share whatever anybody will listen to, but don't drag them here to hear me. We need a clear working area. We need absolutely zero zip focus. So I appreciate your concern. And we appreciate every moment of support we get from you personally, from our friends out there. But we want no attention. It will destroy us. And we're not on a sideshow kick. So if you would read, then we'll move on when Ed is available to read. And if that sounds snippy, it isn't. I know that he's late.
This is the writing from Sunday, June the 14th, 1989.
98, you mean?
Can you hear?
You shouldn't have tried. It doesn't really matter what year it is. You're off so far all the time anyway.
He woke me up.
It's really bad. His hearing is so bad he can't see. I want all of you together and insist that this man get another pair of better hearing aids. The others just do not work sufficiently well, and he's in too an important a role to miss things. So we're going to start nagging. It may be all you get out of that settlement. That's disappointing, I know.
This is called Mom's Garden. Dharma went out into the front little porch outside the front bedroom to look down on the garden of wildflowers this morning. They are God's gift to a world in waiting for all bad things to come. She thanked us for the flowers, and finally, as we came to write, she asked if we could just write today about things which allow us just a brief moment in time and appreciate that which we have to hold for the moment with no regrets, no alternative wishes, just appreciation. Perhaps we can deal with the flowers passing tomorrow, always tomorrow, if possible. Well, the flowers will not pass away tomorrow, but will be replaced by those fall blooms if seeds are planted. Quote, Oh, I don't want to replace the seeds, for these blooming are Japanese silk poppies and California poppies, and I want them next year. So I answer, then let whatever God provided and man put into the wildflower package do its thing. But rather than think of the missing flowers, enjoy them while they are here. Expect more beauty as the weeks pass, and God will provide, but you may have to attend its planting. Sir, I don't plan things of that sort. I type, remember? Says she. Then allow God to plan. Ask help for the weeding and watch the flowers bloom, I responded. Even the flowers have seasons, readers, and as each kind blooms in the garden of time, each is as beautiful as the other, if you but open your heart and see. A friend, a child, a plant, these are things of beautiful blossoms in the very heart of God. Each is a blessing which allows you to know all things of life can go on through eternity. Have those poppies in some form not been in some garden somewhere for lo these generations? All except the lavender Venusian germanes. They were seeded in the late winter, early spring of 1988-89. Why? Because it would be a new type of flower that would become outrageous in its display within the decade, and yet would show you exactly where the expected waterline would be in their first year. Waterline? Indeed. We seeded the entire area around Tehachapi in the snowfall in April. Anyone here in that season noted that the line of flowers was exact to the foot. In Tehachapi proper, the flower line was below the city level, but in some parts of the lower country, there were only flowers on top and high sides of the hills and mountains, and none lower than the snowfall that year. Now they are everywhere. But that year we needed those particular flowers to show the line where water could eventually be expected to rise. This was for our mapping of the area. But we shared that with you way back then. The information has never been the same again, so now all you need them for is to remember and enjoy as they turn the place into a lavender painting. But then, oh indeed, you were told it might not be safe. A few decades later, to plan very much below that flower blossom line on the hillsides in this area. Even people who have lived in the area for generations were shocked as new and unusual little posies painted the country. Now they will tell you that they've always been here. No, they were not always here. Not in this area. Is it important? Yes, indeed. If you are to make a successful progression, these things are very important to the changes expected topographically. Do you like shorefront property, underwater property, or dry toadies? There must be realization that we could expect waves as high as the snow line of that particular month a dozen years ago. What does that mean? That does not mean that the level of the ocean water would remain at that level as things would settle back down to normal, whatever that means. Why would there be expected changes if Mother Earth always has and always will do her thing? Because you detonated so many nuclear explosions underground and above ground tests that nothing is remaining as it was, you must realize that the results of nuclear reaction produces incredible heat and mutation of everything from body tissue, genetic structure, to intense heat, and that reaction goes on for tens of thousands of years. Your earth mass and sea mass is completely undermined with these fissures of radioactive material, with temperatures high enough to have combustion of air in some places. This is exactly what happened on other planets and the planets most near to you. We can judge by what happened last on other great planets. The public doesn't have the faintest idea about most of the research in point. Can we cool things down enough to salvage everything? No. We wouldn't if we could. Why would we tamper into your life progression? You must judge and discern, for we have already learned our lessons. If things get totally out of control, your planet will be encapsulated in a plasma bubble so that you do not interrupt the orbiting order of the cosmos. So you who think we are here to play footsie or patty cake with you, forget that old rapture bit. We are not here to interfere. We are here to protect those of other realms of life. Ah, but will the flowers continue to bloom in our gardens? Perhaps, for the mountains and hills in this location will be thrust upward, and nature will have to reclaim those higher peaks, while much you recognize now will be underwater. I remind you, however, that the only real cleansing for radiation is water. Water and air are the mandatory things of sustaining life as you recognize it in the human form. Will the planet be destroyed? No. God does not destroy his creations once created. He uses them for further investigations toward perfection of his favored species. There will be a remnant, and you who understand that will be among the teams remaining in security after the horrendous changes happen. I did not, however, say that, quote, God cannot destroy or uncreate his creations. I said he doesn't. If he has uncreated or destroyed his creations, then they are not around for you to concern about, are they? I have a lot more insight to that which is around now, so why bother about that which is not? If something comes to be within your consciousness, then you spend time bringing it to life with your thoughts, or leaving it lay to dissipate into the ethers of thought form, waiting to be manifest. God promised to send you the word of truth before there would be more destruction than the species could handle, and in time for the changes to be made. This has been done now, readers. In deepest Africa now we have made connections, and a lot is taking place among your remnant brethren. Then to the other direction, there are more of the remnant doing everything they can to salvage possible ongoing life. But the word itself has now gone around the globe, just from this keyboard location. Is that not a mighty feat of something of which miracles are manifest? And you have done it. You are the miracle of miracles. We were not given a mission of saving the world, friends. We were given the mission of making sure remnants survive and can flourish, and to get the truth of God and man and the relationship between the two, along with the relationships which must be sustained by nature and man, in connection with Creator. This means that we must focus on our ability to create better ways, honorable ways, truth in all things, and cover our assets, for we will also need the things of this civilization to survive and thrive into the next. My response to, quote, what about all the others, is this. Never mind the others. If they are souled beings, they are already safe as to continued life in proper form. If they are not souled beings, then they are not of God nor man, as you might recognize creation in perfection to be, and thus they will simply be no more. If there are evil entities left among the remnant, they will not be able to reproduce themselves, for the society in point will not allow the thriving of such entities for many, many generations to come. Will those of yourselves who make it also change? Indeed. In just about 30 seconds as the water rises, will it be worth the surviving? Yes. If you who basically have charge handle things correctly and generously, ways will be established which can see you through in ways you recognize, while building for a future which will produce new ways of doing things and new ways of living. And there's Dr. Ed. The things of mass destruction will be buried in order to cleanse the planet, and the globe will be off limits to warring visitors, in order to give humankind a chance to rally his creative abilities. The higher intelligent brethren will be available to assist and help you to stay on a righteous pathway. The negative energies will be housed elsewhere by mandate until sometime far later in your imaginings. Unless you wish to start again with sticks and stones as your only tools, you will prepare. And by that I also mean you will help the ones in leadership and contact to flourish and again that which must be gathered in sequence of gathering. This means, in this perception, great funds for our needed preparation for long-time survival. You will need, in various places here and there, tractors, tillers, discs, transportation, water purification capabilities, and yes, even banks. This is why we are going back to our once totally honorable native population. They have, however, learned to be equal to any bad persons on the globe, so they too must be sorted and identified. But you start where you can do so and grow from there. And yes, you must do it while there is still evil afoot at every turn. How much evil do you hold? Lots and lots, good friends. Good is not birthed from evil, but the good shall prevail over the evil. Will evil be abolished? No. Man must handle evil within himself. That is not an intention of God to take away man's schoolrooms. He can see, however, that you are going to annihilate your own schoolrooms. How good or bad it ends up being is up to you. But you will learn to live and thrive on the living things of life, on the products produced by the livestock, etc. Without the governmental controls, you will be able to grow the best crops for weaving cloth for your clothes and for spinning wool to make your warm covers. You will eat cheese, drink milk, eat fruit, and plant seeds. You will eat eggs and use feathers for pillows. You will stop killing everything that comes within your spaces. You will live in harmony or you will not survive. If you eat your chickens rather than save them for eggs ongoing, you will starve yourselves to death sooner than later. In our villages or great cities, there will be no acceptance of violence, and indeed there will be gun control. Guns are for killing and to enslave another. So if you have to have guns to live, get thee out of our places. I can promise that the rousters of the world will not like our places, and they will eventually turn their own guns upon themselves. And indeed, we shall certainly allow it. There are ones in prison who believe that they will come and perk up our little ongoing stuff. No, they will not. And they will not be welcome, period. So I suggest you who participate with some of these expected visitors that you make it very, very clear that we are not a paper to present hate, revenge, subversive activities, or even just constitutional law. A lot of your constitutional law stinks, and warring capabilities is one of the worst. In most instances, you will find that we of the higher brotherhood will make your decisions for you as regards those who think themselves the solution to your problems and wish to run things for themselves. They have distorted intentions and considerations. The Second Amendment will be the first to be removed from your Constitution. Then we might be free to work on the other points in consideration. If this be true, then count me out, some of you will say loudly and clearly. So fine, we count you out. But you take yourselves elsewhere where you will be happy in their presence, and you can just shoot each other until all of you are gone. Killing of animals will also be stopped in most all instances, so that knives will be useful for the trimming of weeds and harvesting of grain and crops. Along those lines, I suggest you get a goodly supply of soybeans, for they still produce the best curd for tofu and fermented seasoning with life-sustaining qualities. You will also stop the cutting of trees for your silly needs. You can make better paper from plant fibers as well as clothing. Leave the trees and shrubs for your oxygen supply, for it will be diminished as it is taken up in massive reaction chains. For the tofu, you will need a supply of salt, preferably sea salt, to make your curd. I told you a long time ago to get instructions and learn to make these basic foods. And no, Dharma is not going to do it for anyone, probably not even herself, nor am I. What are you going to do when Dharma is not there to make your silver nitrate solution? What about the mixture of vitamins for the Driyas? What are you going to do? I am asked about banking daily. What about it? My suggestion might be to find a suitable casino that Mr. Wilson or Mr. Clinton plans on closing on a reservation as handy as possible and convert it to a bank with a large vault in which you can store your gold, which backs your currency for the future hard times. A whole network of these banks can be accomplished in quite a short time with new computers and enough space to allow startup. Building supplies? There are plenty of building supplies without cutting even one more tree. You can get power from the sun, so stop the wheeling and dealing and learn how. You can form your structures of great size and quantity from the earth, as in various kinds of cement, say cement with spelt hulls. When the government closes, so too will the silly restrictions which should disallow wells and growing of various things. As you have funds, we're making a little change in our equipment here. So, as you have funds, you will want to have looms, dehydrators, and other things to allow for living. This means that as industries shut down for whatever reasons, you can acquire a great many things which will allow you to flourish in your island of living. You would be surprised at what wondrous fabrics and paper you could make from processing such as mustard and star thistle plants. Anything that grows in hard and poor soil areas have long fibers, which serve the textile industry well indeed. Will everything be changed and wiped out at once? Probably not. Therefore, panic is not the name of the game. Take it one step at a time, but hit those steps running the minute possibilities for funds are available, and you meet every requirement of the law, of God and man. Do you need to go back to the cave? Heaven forbid. Why do you think you start this time with so much wonderful technology? You simply do not want the destructive technology, but rather the life-enhancing things. Why would we wish to put our survival places in proximity to the worst underground facilities on your globe? To have access to the protection and the products of those underground operations. The negative life aspects will be closed down. You are going to need to know how to get growing lights down under the ground, aren't you? You are going to have sustained winds of somewhere around 250 miles an hour. So life underground may well be your most comfortable way of going about living until normality returns to the chaotic topside. This means that you will need to collect some earth movers and tunnel drillers and other neat mechanical things beyond the shovel and pick. Does this mean that you live like ants in a maze of underground holes? Yes, probably. You will also have to provide underground for your animal life as well, and for crops and foodstuff. The natural resulting chaos will probably return to what you call living normalcy by about 2015. And you will be a long way ahead of your underground, in your underground control growing capabilities. When you are able to comfortably build above ground again, you will be wiser and more diligent in your approach. And that, friends, is the legacy we leave to our children, not death and destruction. I have not missed a beat of our song, Chilas. I have chosen people that I know are trustworthy and will share to the last farthing whatever they have or will have. Would you? It always seems as if you would, but then it is always after I get what I want. We must move quickly and in full intention of God's will, and I had to test my teams to the breaking point to see if they would break. No, they have not. They have not. They want to run away a lot. They want to simply do things other people do, like go to a doctor or dentist, but that too can wait if necessary. We must keep pushing and pulling and working every possible moment and stop the dreaming about wings and posies and get on with the getting for our needs. Gaining for self must stop as a focus. Yeah, we'll date the tape. Where are we getting the static from?
Something in the mic.
Okay. Today is June the 14th, 1998, and we're gathered for a meeting. Greetings.
And I'm here. And I come in radiance. I come with always good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
The bad.
Well, it's really hard weather in Kansas and Oklahoma. The good news is you're not there. So pray for them. It'll be a little easier to concentrate on praying for your brother and be thankful for what God has given us in these days in which to work. It would be very difficult if we were trying to pick up a village from a heap of rubble. And I know that some of you, as you go through life's destined difficulties and lessons, you kids coming for a break out of college or school, can understand the joy when you don't have to get up and go produce for a day. Well, that's not going to work with any of you anymore. We're down to final blows into a beginning time, and you're going to learn more and more about your source, more and more about your purpose, and you're either going to separate more and more from your own individual focus on self, or you will go somewhere where you can do so without hampering whatever others are trying to accomplish. And I have to use the term trying because some truly are simply trying. Others are working very diligently to try to accomplish. But anyone proclaiming to be trying is at least not pushing us backwards. Don't miss any of the writings. If you are not getting writings, then you get that paper, and don't you miss a word. These are final, I'm talking final, instructions to a crew. The word's coming down all around you now. And I am very pleased that some of Little Crow's ambassadors have come to share with us. The only thing you can fritter away here are those apple things. We're not frittering away any more time. Some of you will think, well, that's a relief. I haven't breathed for days, so I'll be kind of glad to hear that everybody else has to do something. Well, you're still going to have to figure out what it is that you want to do. Most people will not be happy in this valley. It isn't going to be the kind of a thing that has been touted out there on the airwaves that, oh, there is that Phoenix group. We have heard that in the law circles until we are sick to pieces of it. There is no group here. How many of you had to pay at the door? And if Jesse was there collecting, we'll get him later. We're not a group. On the other hand, I expect that we will be, and probably do, compose the largest group on your planet. They want to call you a religion. Even the good, educated theologians want to call you a religion of some kind. Perish the thought. We're of God. We're not of man. Man makes doctrines, and you follow the rules when you go into a church. We try to live the ways of God within the laws of man. And if that makes us a religion, then I'm embarrassed. That is a spirituality. And when all of the brotherhood of man has the same spirituality as we are taught and teach, then you're not going to have trouble with wars and things like that, are you? It's over. But what happens until we get to such a point? Obviously, very large things will happen. Very detrimental things will happen. But I don't have to come forth and act as your fortune teller. You have a lot of seers out here wandering around in these days who know what's coming down. And some of them are still brave enough, when pounded upon, to give you some sort of a window time. I hate to see you push them into making window times, because that is sure to express in one way or another. Either the plans that were made, that we're prepared for, don't happen just to interrupt the flow, or they do happen because the thought form is birthed, created, and manifest. Is it a nice picture ahead? Absolutely, incredibly wonderful. But that's a good way ahead. You've got to get from here over to that long way ahead. Our lawyer, Don, said, well, this has been an experience, knowing you. All of you who don't even understand the magnitude of that statement, it's beginning to rub off on him and his family. And yet he doesn't. He's Jewish. He chose to be Jew. He looked around at what the Christians were doing to the Jews, and he said, I can't stomach this. I'm going to be Jewish. And he did his bar mitzvah at 38 years old. I hope he didn't postpone all things that go with that. But we didn't inquire. That's personal. You see, you're going to have to stop blaming the Jews, even the J-E-U-S's, because that infers that they are more shrewd than are you capable of projecting. And you cannot be in God's crew and think so little of yourself. It's been 10 long years. And by the time you win something, you have to understand you haven't really won anything. By the time the lawyers take their cut and all the bills are paid, you probably have to go make a loan now just to finish it off. But the opposition continues to do stupid things and incriminate themselves more and more and more. And it's up to you whether or not you love your fellow man enough, if he has gone against you, to bother to go and tell him he's in trouble now. But that's what's happening. Will you get anything else from any of the things that you have going? What is it that you want? If you want justice, no, that's too late. No matter what you get, It will not be justice. Will you get something? Well, with the price of gold, poor Dave Overton is probably wandering around on his one-wheel bike, you know, trying to decide what in the world favor did I do for them. What becomes more important about Dave Overton than that pot of gold that has just brought down Nevada and Texas? Oh, my, I mean, this, it has caused the team in opposition to us to do every crazy, idiotic, nonsensical thing they can conjure to do, including sue their own people and the boxes of gold. They're suing poor John Swaffer, who's been dead how many years? You see, they're stalling for time. And they're doing all of this in the name of George Green. How is that going to look to that bankruptcy judge who's ready to hang him anyway? Will you go away? No. No. Nobody's going to go away. Not from this group in this room. Can I help you more than I have in precipitating funding? No, I want to see what you'll do and who you're going to go and work with and who's going to come back after being incarcerated in Europe yet and want to know what we've done that they can possibly hitch a wagon onto. Well, anybody who cuts out on us proclaiming they know all about how to do everything and then go and within 3 weeks get themselves incarcerated in London, I'm not too comfortable with them. What will they do for the rest of us? You cannot go out there and know half-assed things. And if you think you're not making much progress, you better look very, very carefully at with whom you're dealing. And if you're trying to deal with a bank that's in the banking system, please leave us out of it. Don't you understand the bankers are the ones who set the rules? We have one prayer of being able to survive past year 2000. When the banks are able to close down their systems and bring you a non-monetary type of exchange. Chaos will reign upon the world. Who cares? Because I expect before year 2000 to have operational some sovereign banks and some sovereign nations called Native American. And our only intent is to back it with hard metal called gold. Maybe a little silver and platinum. But that means we have to deal with people who can get it, don't we? That's going to be very hard to establish in the United States of America. But in all these 10 years, others who had to form groups, and I'm not saying you shouldn't form groups if that's what you want to do, but we listened to Ron Carlson talking about his circumstances, and tomorrow he has a major hearing on this. Everybody pray for that man, because he is now an integral part of getting us some funding. We spent our week not in court, in hard work and making connections. And if he ends up having to be in prison for some blame IRS indiscretion, I'm going to be disappointed in all of you who didn't send enough energy to knock that jerk off the bench. And if you need to focus a little better, it's in Honolulu. And I know it's paradise. Just forget about that. I know that one's even very, very close. I think it can't be done. And certainly, if it can be done, it shan't be done. Well, everybody is welcome to their own opinion. Jean stood right in this room and said, it will not be done. I tell you that it will be done. You take your choice. I don't think he's very happy these days. We have so much to cover, I don't know how to work it all in. There are some tapes that some of you have made by listening to Art Bell at night. Whether we want to take the time to go over the two that we have, one from Scallion and one from Dom. He is, it's pronounced so many different ways that we'll go with Mr. D. He is a remote viewer. And we've not listened to that, but Ray has been good enough. I assume it's Ray that keeps sending the tapes. You're going to have some Hopi brothers on that show. You better really listen to them. And I have bad news for the Native Americans. You know, after all these generations of time, it sounds really wonderful to say, oh, well, the Indians, you know, always straight arrow. No, they're not. They certainly are not. They have become like all other human beings, acting in whatever way seems correct for each individual. But they're still the teachers, they're still the elders, they're still the older people, and then the young who have not been so indoctrinated that will understand the need for a coalition of a brotherhood reaching across all the disagreements amongst all of the tribes to try and move forward. And there is a little band of Indians down around San Diego who have this last week been paid some tribute that instead of opening a casino on their little bitty piece of land, they opened a mall, a little picturesque outlet mall, you know, for good Indian Levi's and good Indian other things, Nikes. But they've got the idea. And anywhere that you have a casino, you can use part of that casino for a bank. So we encourage all the Indian development possible during this period of time until we can come and help you. That is the message to carry back. We'd like to have something very, very close into here so that I don't have to move my nucleus team. I've got to keep them here because of that crystal. But you're due for some major, major earth changes. And don't come running to me asking me, well, where is it safe? I'm not interested in your safety. I'm sorry. If you want to ask someone about your location, go to Mr. Scallion or somebody else. I am not, hear me, interested in your location or your safety. So the next question is, but don't you want us to take care of ourselves? I don't care. It would be nice if you would, but no, and I don't want you to term me as indifferent because I don't care. It's your life, your journey. The truth is coming out. You can hear people like Edgar Casey all over it. You can hear Nostradamus all the way through it. You can hear your prophecies of the revelation all the way through it. Does that mean it's of God? No. It means that mankind is marching directly toward what he has been taught to do. All of the weather changes. Well, not all of them. Man's not good enough yet to do all of it. But what he isn't able to do, once set into motion, beyond the inertia, you have chain reaction of every sort. From atomic breakdown, fission, fusion, all sorts of atomic things are going on at levels you can't even imagine. And you've done it. You've done it. What is El Nino? You did it. Why do you ask now, what is El Nino? How do we stop El Nino? You don't stop El Nino. It's going to come around more and more rapidly as you get a wash across an ocean and back again. Where El Nino came from this time is where you and the French did their testing off Australia. And I'm sure that Commander Soltek will have plenty to say about these things. I would like for EJ just to read our message and go through a few of these things, and let's get some balance. It's time for us to talk about these things. You're going to have to listen to what is coming forth out there. Art Bell has a large listening audience, and it grows every year. And he's very, very careful how he plays the political angles. Well, we're not interested in playing political angles. Ones will say to me, well, why don't we go on the air? Why the hell would I want to go on the air? I don't want any attention. I would say to you, you better go listen to somebody else on the air and share whatever anybody will listen to, but don't drag them here to hear me. We need a clear working area. We need absolutely zero zip focus. So I appreciate your concern. And we appreciate every moment of support we get from you personally, from our friends out there. But we want no attention. It will destroy us. And we're not on a sideshow kick. So if you would read, then we'll move on when Ed is available to read. And if that sounds snippy, it isn't. I know that he's late.
This is the writing from Sunday, June the 14th, 1989.
98, you mean?
Can you hear?
You shouldn't have tried. It doesn't really matter what year it is. You're off so far all the time anyway.
He woke me up.
It's really bad. His hearing is so bad he can't see. I want all of you together and insist that this man get another pair of better hearing aids. The others just do not work sufficiently well, and he's in too an important a role to miss things. So we're going to start nagging. It may be all you get out of that settlement. That's disappointing, I know.
This is called Mom's Garden. Dharma went out into the front little porch outside the front bedroom to look down on the garden of wildflowers this morning. They are God's gift to a world in waiting for all bad things to come. She thanked us for the flowers, and finally, as we came to write, she asked if we could just write today about things which allow us just a brief moment in time and appreciate that which we have to hold for the moment with no regrets, no alternative wishes, just appreciation. Perhaps we can deal with the flowers passing tomorrow, always tomorrow, if possible. Well, the flowers will not pass away tomorrow, but will be replaced by those fall blooms if seeds are planted. Quote, "Oh, I don't want to replace the seeds, for these blooming are Japanese silk poppies and California poppies, and I want them next year." So I answer, "Then let whatever God provided and man put into the wildflower package do its thing. But rather than think of the missing flowers, enjoy them while they are here. Expect more beauty as the weeks pass, and God will provide, but you may have to attend its planting." "Sir, I don't plan things of that sort. I type, remember?" says she. "Then allow God to plan. Ask help for the weeding and watch the flowers bloom," I responded. "Even the flowers have seasons, readers, and as each kind blooms in the garden of time, each is as beautiful as the other, if you but open your heart and see. A friend, a child, a plant, these are things of beautiful blossoms in the very heart of God. Each is a blessing which allows you to know all things of life can go on through eternity. Have those poppies in some form not been in some garden somewhere for lo these generations? All except the lavender Venusian germains. They were seeded in the late winter, early spring of 1988-89. Why? Because it would be a new type of flower that would become outrageous in its display within the decade, and yet would show you exactly where the expected waterline would be in their first year." Waterline? Indeed. We seeded the entire area around Tehachapi in the snowfall in April. Anyone here in that season noted that the line of flowers was exact to the foot. In Tehachapi proper, the flower line was below the city level, but in some parts of the lower country, there were only flowers on top and high sides of the hills and mountains, and none lower than the snowfall that year. Now they are everywhere. But that year we needed those particular flowers to show the line where water could eventually be expected to rise. This was for our mapping of the area. But we shared that with you way back then. The information has never been the same again, so now all you need them for is to remember and enjoy as they turn the place into a lavender painting. But then, oh, indeed, you were told it might not be safe a few decades later to plan very much below that flower blossom line on the hillsides in this area. Even people who have lived in the area for generations were shocked as new and unusual little posies painted the country. Now they will tell you that they've always been here. No, they were not always here. Not in this area. Is it important? Yes, indeed. If you are to make a successful progression, these things are very important to the changes expected topographically. Do you like shorefront property, underwater property, or dry toadies? There must be realization that we could expect waves as high as the snow line of that particular month a dozen years ago. What does that mean? That does not mean that the level of the ocean water would remain at that level as things would settle back down to normal, whatever that means. Why would there be expected changes if Mother Earth always has and always will do her thing? Because you detonated so many nuclear explosions underground and above ground tests that have nothing that nothing is remaining as it was. You must realize that the results of nuclear reaction produces incredible heat and mutation of everything from body tissue, genetic structure, to intense heat, and that reaction goes on for tens of thousands of years. Your earth mass and sea mass is completely undermined with these fissures of radioactive material, with temperatures high enough to have combustion of air in some places. This is exactly what happened on other planets and the planets most near to you. We can judge by what happened last on other great planets. The public doesn't have the faintest idea about most of the research in point. Can we cool things down enough to salvage everything? No. We wouldn't if we could. Why would we tamper into your life progression? You must judge and discern, for we have already learned our lessons. If things get totally out of control, your planet will be encapsulated in a plasma bubble so that you do not interrupt the orbiting order of the cosmos. So you who think we are here to play footsie or patty cake with you, forget that old rapture bit. We are not here to interfere. We are here to protect those of other realms of life. Ah, but will the flowers continue to bloom in our gardens? Perhaps, for the mountains and hills in this location will be thrust upward, and nature will have to reclaim those higher peaks, while much you recognize now will be underwater. I remind you, however, that the only real cleansing for radiation is water. Water and air are the mandatory things of sustaining life as you recognize it in the human form. Will the planet be destroyed? No. God does not destroy his creations once created. He uses them for further investigations toward perfection of his favored species. There will be a remnant, and you who understand that will be among the teams remaining in security after the horrendous changes happen. I did not, however, say that, quote, God cannot destroy or uncreate his creations. I said he doesn't. If he has uncreated or destroyed his creations, then they are not around for you to concern about, are they? I have a lot